that, you know, you talk to the doctor, right? You get medicine prescribed as well. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
So the behavioral health person, clinician, doctor, or psychologist,
licensed clinical social worker in this case, but we also employ psychologists. Yes.
Okay. And a psychologist, neither one of them can write prescriptions, correct?
That's correct.
But they can work with your primary care physician who's 16 feet down the hall
and
say,
can write the script.
So-and-so needs, you know, blank medicine, right?
Yeah. And
there's really not a ton of excuse not to do it.
That's right. And I heard a story 2 weeks ago that really underscored to me how hard it is for some people to start. And it was with a customer in the Midwest, not Chicago, where the patient was being managed by one of our care managers, and the patient was overweight and depressed. And so literally the plan was, among other things, for the first week for this patient to pick out what show she was going to watch on her stationary bike. She had one job that week.
Right.
Pick out what show you're going to watch.
Yeah.
The next week is move your bike closer to the TV. And then the third week was get on it for 5 minutes on just Tuesday and Thursday.
That was it.
And now this patient is exercising every day.
That's awesome.
But it was surprising to me that you had to go that incrementally to get somebody to begin to exercise. And so it just underscores everybody's different. And if you don't have a specialized plan involving the doc and the counselor, because one size does not fit all.
Yeah. Sure. And that's what I think makes the difference between what you guys do and what the rest of the healthcare industry is doing. And Ed always says, you know, the doorknob, what do you call it? Doorknob medicine?
Yeah, door hanger medicine, I think.
Yeah, where the doctor's got his hand on the door and he's getting ready to, you know, you might see him for a minute, but what you guys are doing, right? I know. It's like, hey, I saw your blood pressure and everything looks great. See you in six months
later.
Or whatever.
And that's part of the problem, right? Yeah, we don't get paid by the visit.
Exactly.
We get paid by the union fund to make people better.
Yes.
And if we don't make people healthier and help the union fund save money by spending money more efficiently, we get fired.
Right.
That is a very different economic model than everything else out in the medical
trying community. Trying to crank in as many appointments as you can, because whether it's 5 minutes or 20 minutes, you're getting paid.
Right. We want our providers spending as much time as they need to with every single patient. This doorknob medicine stuff is the reason that the American public is in such a bad way.
Insurance costs continue to escalate.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
They're unaffordable.
Yeah. All right, listen, thank you so much for coming in, Stu. It's really always a pleasure to talk to you and to listen to what Premise is doing to disrupt healthcare and what they're doing in the union space, especially for us. I don't really care about what you're doing for IBM. That's not true, I do.
They're not a client.
Yeah, whatever. They should be.